Hey everyone, welcome back to Patent Pulse, the show where we dig into the freshest patent filings and figure out what they actually mean for the future of tech. Big thanks to our sponsors, Ada and Zen Semiconductor, for keeping this show running. Ada helps businesses integrate AI into their workflows in ways that actually stick. And Zen Semiconductor brings serious silicon expertise to the table, from chip design to processor IP and beyond. We've got a fascinating mix of patents today, from smarter chips to AI-powered databases to robots that dig tunnels without even touching the ground. Let's get into it. All right, I have to be upfront with you all. Our first patent is not what you'd normally expect on Patent Pulse. This one is a plant patent. Specifically, a new cultivar of Camellia sasanqua called Green 01019, filed by an individual inventor named Robert Green down in Fairhope, Alabama. Now look, I know what you're thinking, Skylar. What is a flowering shrub doing on a tech podcast? And honestly, fair question. But here's why I think it's worth a quick mention. Plant patents are a real and often overlooked corner of the U.S. patent system, and they tell an interesting story about innovation at the individual level. Robert Green has been running a breeding program since the 90s, specifically trying to develop camellia plants with true red flowers and a denser, bushier growth habit. He selected this particular plant back in 2001 from open pollinated seeds and has spent years confirming that its traits, glossy dark green foliage, large red blooms, that compact upright shape, reproduce consistently through cuttings. The patent gives him protection over that cultivar until 2045. It's a reminder that patents aren't just for semiconductor giants and tech titans. Sometimes it's one person, decades of careful work, and a really beautiful shrub. We'll be back to the silicon world in just a second. Okay, now we're firmly back in tech territory. This next one comes from Altera, which longtime listeners will know as an FPGA powerhouse that's been part of the Intel orbit for years, and it's about something called multi-level signaling linearity feedback. So let me break that down, because it's actually super relevant to where chip communication is headed. When chips talk to each other, like across a PCB or between two integrated circuits on a data link, they send signals. Traditionally, those signals are binary, just high or low, ones and zeros. But as we push for faster and faster data rates, engineers have moved to something called multi-level signaling, where a single signal can represent multiple values at once. Think of it like the difference between a light switch and a dimmer. Suddenly, you've got way more information moving through the same wire. The problem is, when you start using those intermediate voltage levels, tiny imperfections in the hardware can cause nonlinearity, meaning the levels drift, signals get misread, and errors creep in. What Altera's patent describes is a feedback loop where the receiving chip actually monitors how well those signal levels are spaced and then sends instructions back to the transmitter to make real-time adjustments. It's essentially a self-correcting communication system between chips. For anyone building high-speed interconnects, think FPGAs, AI accelerators, data center switching hardware, this kind of closed-loop calibration could be a game-changer for signal integrity without having to over-engineer the hardware. Next up, we've got a really clever one from a company called Eon.io, and it tackles a problem that anyone who's ever managed enterprise data will immediately recognize. The patent is for a multi-database query model inside a database backup system. Here's the scenario. Your company has a database backup? Maybe it's a snapshot from last week, last month, wherever? And you need to pull specific information out of it. Sounds simple, right? Except in the real world, enterprise backups contain dozens or even hundreds of individual database tables, each with their own schema, their own column names, their own quirks. Writing manual queries across all of those is tedious, error-prone, and frankly, a job that most engineers dread. What Eon.io has patented is a system that uses a language model, yes, AI, to help bridge that gap. You give it a natural language query or a high-level question. The system looks at classification metadata it's already stored for each table, generates targeted queries for each relevant database, runs them all, and then aggregates the results into a unified answer. It's basically giving your backup system a brain. The real-world applications here are huge: disaster recovery, compliance audits, forensic data analysis, any situation where you need to interrogate a complex backup without spending days on custom SQL. It's a quiet but genuinely powerful use of AI in infrastructure. All right, this one's really exciting for anyone following the electric vehicle space or battery technology broadly. A company called SB Technology has filed a patent for AI-powered battery performance prediction, and the core idea is elegant. Right now, if you want to know how long a battery will last, what its end-of-life cycle count will be, you basically have to run it until it dies. That process can take months or even years of testing, which is enormously expensive and slow for manufacturers. SB Technologies' approach flips the script. They've built a machine learning model trained on data from batteries that were actually run to end of life. And what they found is that data from early charge-discharge cycles, with specific pulse patterns applied during testing, contains enough signal to predict the full lifespan of a cell with meaningful accuracy. So instead of waiting a year to know if your battery design is good, you might know in days or weeks. The implications here go well beyond EVs. We're talking consumer electronics, grid storage, medical devices, aerospace, anything that runs on a battery and where lifespan matters, which is basically everything these days. If this approach proves out at scale, it could dramatically compress battery development timelines and give manufacturers a much earlier window to catch degradation issues. And saving one of the most visually dramatic patents for last, this one is from Phoenix Boring, Inc., and they're patenting a robotic excavation platform that bores through the ground without physically touching it. Let that sink in for a second. Traditional tunnel boring machines, the massive ones you see on big infrastructure projects, work by pressing a spinning cutting head into the earth with enormous amounts of thrust and torque. That limits how fast you can go, how precisely you can steer, and what kinds of ground conditions you can handle. Phoenix Boring's system uses non-contact boring technology, meaning it's breaking up material through other means. Think high-pressure jets, energy-based cutting, that kind of approach paired with a robotic platform that can operate in automated or semi-automated modes. There's also this really clever conical head design at the front that manages spoil evacuation. It gets the excavated material airborne in front of the bore face so it can be efficiently removed. And that same conical head doubles as a positioning sensor, helping the system know exactly where it is inside the borehole. The applications are obvious: urban tunneling, utility installations, mining, anywhere that traditional boring hits its limits. This feels like the kind of patent that could quietly underpin some major infrastructure tech over the next decade. And that's a wrap on today's Patent Pulse. Huge thanks to our sponsor, Ago Consulting. That's Ago Consulting, for their continued support of the show, and of course to Ada and Zen Semiconductor for making all of this possible. Links to everything we talked about today are in the show notes. If you're enjoying Patent Pulse, you might also want to check out the AI Hardware Show, another great program in the Ada Podcast Network that goes deep on the chips and systems powering the AI revolution. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. And next time, we're diving into some fresh filings at the intersection of spatial computing and AI inference that you're not going to want to miss. Until then, this is Skylar signing off Patent Pulse, brought to you by Ada, Ago Consulting, and Zen Semiconductor.